Class 5, Computer Studies, Chapter 1, Evolution of Computers. Dear children, I hope all of you are keeping fine and staying at home safely. Today, we'll be understanding the chapter Evolution of Computers. Evolution of computers means the development of computers over a period of time. The first computer was invented more than 80 years ago. The early computers were huge and slow machines. Over the years, they have changed in size, speed, appearance, and technology. In early times, people used stone fingers and bones for calculating, but these methods could not be used for large calculations. So several devices were invented over a period of time, like the abacus, the Pascaline, etc. Now we come to the five generations of computers. Early computers were huge machines developed by governments and institutions. Later, the improvement of technology changed them into smaller yet powerful machines. The first generation computers were huge in size, they were very costly, and generated a lot of heat. An example was the ENIAC. The second generation computer, compared to the first generation computers, were more reliable and faster. They were smaller in size and generated less heat. An example of the second generation computer was the IBM 1401. The third generation computers, their features were that they needed lesser maintenance, they were much more faster, they consumed lesser electricity. Examples of the third generation computer was the IBM 360. Now we come to the fourth generation computers. During this period of time, between 1971 and 2010, computers were highly developed. They were cheap, portable, and reliable, and easily available to everyone. The fifth generation computers, as we know, is the supercomputer. Their key features would be ultra-large scale integration based on artificial intelligence, the smart computer that could think, learn, and change like humans. Next, we come to the characteristics of the computer and its limitations. The main characteristics of a computer is its speed that is measured in megahertz and gigahertz, its accuracy, its multitasking ability, and its high storage capacity measured in bytes. However, computers also have certain limitations, like they do not have feelings like human beings. They are dependent on instructions and cannot take any decisions on their own. So children, this brings us to the end of the lesson. Please read the chapter and answer the following questions. Thank you, children, for listening. Take care and bye for now.